Kina at hand, Kina Chavav. Once again, a Kina that seems so out there, and yet, if we invest in it, it is very close to home. It speaks of a very high level moment, a moment of great magnitude on a national level, and the highest of high level personalities of the Jewish people. And yet I believe it could transform the way we say brachos every single day. As Bahalok Yirmiyahu, Kirviavos, Yirmiyahu is headed to the graves of the Avos. The Kalir is working off of a description that Chazal have in Medrash Eicha Rabbah. The Ribbono Shalom sends Yirmiyahu to wake the Avos. Wake the Avos, they should mourn for what's happening to their children, their great-great-grandchildren. And the Kina describes that Yirmiyahu is in communication with Avram, with Yitzhak, with Yaakov, with Moshe Rabbeinu. And then with the Imahos. And there's a difference. There's a difference. The Medrash is a difference between the Kina and the Medrash. And there's a difference between the last conversation and all the others. Where the Medrash closes with Ribbono Shalom responding to Rachel in a way that he does not to the entreaties of the Avos, because Rachel is crying. And because Rachel specifically has a particular zechus of the simanim, the extraordinary generosity of spirit that she showed to her sister Leah, the Kina sees Rachel as an example of the Emos in general. And that Kadosh Baruch Hu does not respond to the Avos, to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, to Moshe Rabbeinu, the way that he responds to Rachel, Leah, Bilhah, and Zilpah. And many point out, the Avos give a rational response. They say, but how could it be? But how about this? How about this Nisayon? How about that episode? How could this be? The Imahos don't respond that way. They cry. Rachel mevakal banel, and the Kina expands it at the very end, kol b'chi Leah. Mitofefes ala vel, Leah is crying, Rachel is crying, Zilpah is crying, Bilhah. And it's that which evokes the shuvu t'mi l'unu chaschem. Hineni mishovev galus b'neichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises a response to the emotive call of the Emos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yesh tikva l'achir yisayich. And perhaps it's meant to remind us that both of these elements are necessary in our Avodas Hashem. The Ritva and Psachim, at the discussed over the last couple of weeks, learning with the Talmidim across the eastern seaboard by the magic of Zoom. We've been learning Hilchas Tefillin together. And in studying the Brachas of Tefillin, and specifically the fact that one says the bracha before one does the mitzvah. The Gemara is very insistent. Over lasiyasa. Why? What does it matter? Say the bracha before, say the bracha afterwards. They have all the ingredients there. Why is there such an insistence by the Amor Shmuel? The bracha has to be said in advance of the doing of the mitzvah. So the Ritva understands that the different approaches in Rishonim. Ritva understands that the bracha is meant to capture, as the Nodi Yehuda also wrote several centuries later in a very famous tshuva, the bracha is meant to capture the inner aspect of a mitzvah. We say brachos on mitzvahs with a masa, where there's an active part to the mitzvah. I'm going to attach a mezuzah, I'm going to tovel kalim, I'm going to shake a lulav, and the bracha captures the fact that there's a pnimius to every mitzvah as well. There's the Chovas HaEvarim and the Chovas HaLevavos. There's an active part. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has behavioral expectations of every Jew, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has expectations of our inner lives as well, of our hearts and our minds. And the bracha gives expression to the thought and the feeling that accompanies the mitzvah. And number one, the Ritva says, you say the bracha first to make sure that the heart and mind are in place and are ready in drive. I'm thinking, I'm feeling, so that when I do the mitzvah, I have all the pieces, the chitzonius and the pinius together. And then he goes on to say, it's not only this moment, it's meant to be a reminder of primacy. Every time we say a bracha and then we do a mitzvah, we're reminded that rachamana liba bai, that it's so easy to forget what's inside and to just sort of get into the rote and the routine of just doing this and doing that. And we're, the fact that every single time we say a bracha before we do a mitzvah reminds us that the penis of every mitzvah is pride of place. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the full package, but there's a special intensity, a special focus that we need to have on the inner life of every mitzvah, and to make sure that when we worship our Kadosh, we serve our Kadosh Baruch Hu, B'ram L'chader, B'ram L'makom, Mitzvah Saseh, Mitzvah Slo Saseh, that our minds and our hearts are as engaged as our hands and our feet. And that's captured so powerfully by the response that only the cries and only the tears and only the emotions of the imahos could evoke.